Welcome to Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. I'm your host, Jill Jardine, Master's in Counseling Psychology, longtime astrologer, psychic healer, and yogi. Today's episode is everything you wanted to know about Mercury retrograde, but were afraid to ask. Stay tuned till the end of the episode to find out what the Mercury retrograde cycle of April 1st through the 25th means for your zodiac sign. Welcome to the episode on everything you wanted to know about Mercury retrograde, but were afraid to ask. We are having a Mercury retrograde cycle in April 2024 from April Fool's Day, the 1st, through April 25th. The interesting thing about this Mercury retrograde that it coincides with the eclipse of April 8th, the Saturn-Mars conjunction of April 10th, and the Uranus Jupiter conjunction from April 18th to the 24th of April. If you need to find out more about that, go back and listen to my recent podcast, Astrology of April 2024, to find out the scoop. So Mercury retrograde. So this is what you need to know about Mercury retrograde. Mercury, the planet of communication and astrology, transits retrograde for most of the month of April, colliding with the eclipse season. The messenger Mercury backtracks in the sign Aries from April 1st, 2024 through April 25th. Happy April Fool's Day, courtesy of the trickster Mercury. Mercury retrograde is probably the most popular astrological term that has now become part of the collective parlance. You can find hats, shirts, and other merch with phrases like, "Don't blame me, Mercury was retrograde." It's also quite common to hear people say when they're having a challenging time, "Is Mercury retrograde again?" It may seem that Mercury is always in retrograde, but in actuality, it retrogrades 3 or 4 times a year for approximately 24 days at a time. Mercury, as the planet of communication, thinking, timing, and technology, can affect us all. Its retrogrades can cause confusion, scheduling snags, and tech glitches. If you are a Virgo or Gemini sun sign, or Mercury is retrograding through your sun sign, you will be affected more than most signs during these cycles. Virgo and Gemini are impacted by Mercury retrograde cycles because they are the signs that Mercury rules. The Mercury retrograde from April 1st to 25th, 2024 will occur in the sign of Aries. So those born during that time who have a sun sign Aries will be affected acutely. The phenomena of Mercury retrograde is actually an optical illusion, as the planet appears to be traveling in backward motions. Planets traveling retrograde, or what looks like reverse motion astronomically, is a common phenomenon in astrology. Astrologically, when Mercury goes retrograde, it travels backward through a zodiac sign, sometimes crossing back into the preceding sign. Retrograde motion is divergent from the usual course, thus it can feel disruptive to many. Retrograde Mercury can alter or disturb our trajectory, perception, perspective, and attitude. The planet Mercury in astrology governs over mental activities, communication, and intellectual energy. It presides over intelligence, perception and reason, memory, speaking and writing, shaping how we perceive, hear, understand, and assimilate information. Day-to-day travel, short trips, and the various modes of transportation, including cars, airplanes, trains, and buses, fall under its influence. Mercury has association with the functions of the nerves, arms, hands, and fingers. So during a Mercury retrograde cycle, these mercurial matters may experience interference, interruptions, or become compromised. Other adverse consequences of Mercury retrograde can be that people are more critical, sarcastic, argumentative, and sly. Instances of dishonesty, deceit, fraud, swindling, and forgery may be more prevalent during Mercury retrograde. Mercury rules over speech, negotiation, commerce, listening, formal agreements or contracts, documents, travel, mail, email, electronics, shipping, and the transmission of information. All these areas can be affected when Mercury slows down. Decision-making may feel more arduous, challenged, or even become postponed during Mercury retrograde. Most astrologers caution against signing contracts, purchasing major items like cars or houses, engaging in important decision-making, or launching a new business. Delays and obstacles are more likely during Mercury retrograde. During the Mercury retrograde cycle of April 1st through April 25th, 2024, it's recommended to avoid signing contracts or making firm commitments, as an erratic eclipse cycle coincides with Mercury retrograde. Exercising patience is necessary. Unresolved conflicts may escalate and projects could encounter obstacles. Because the Mercury retrograde is in the sign Aries, we need to remember that Aries energies tend to leap headfirst into endeavors, but now there's a risk of making impulsive decisions or speaking without diplomacy. Mercury retrograde colliding with eclipse season will unveil concealed truths and information, but you should wait until the full picture emerges before taking action. Slow down and smell the roses during this spring retrograde cycle. Reconnect to your inner self, contemplate your future, and get very grounded in your body, mind, and spirit. There absolutely are positive aspects to anticipate during a Mercury retrograde cycle. It's a potent time for reorganizing and reflecting. This phase can foster heightened awareness, making it an optimal time for meditation, inner work, journaling, revising old plans, and reviewing previous work. This period presents an opportunity for research, particularly revisiting previous studies or reinforcing and revitalizing knowledge in a subject already explored. During Mercury retrograde, it's advantageous to implement the various RE activities, such as reviewing, revisiting, reassessing, reestablishing, reuniting, reconnecting, researching, and realizing. Retrogrades may not be the best time to begin something new, but they can be a good time for resolving loose ends or offering an overlooked project a renewed opportunity for success. Stay tuned for how the Mercury retrograde cycle of April 1st to 25th, 2024 will impact your zodiac sign.
Welcome to 2024. This is Jill Jardine, host of Cosmic Scene, international astrologer. Hey, go to my website, jilljardineastrology.com, to my shop page and book a reading, so that you can find out what the stars have in store in 2024 for you personally.
Here's the exciting part of the episode and the WIFM. What's in it for me, Mercury retrograde, according to your zodiac sign? So remember, the cycle goes from April 1st through the 25th, 2024, but some astrologers work with what we call the shadow cycle, which would be a week before. So in this case, it would have been late March 2024, and then basically taking us to the end of the month of April. So We basically are under the influence of Mercury retrograde the whole month of April 2024. And as I said, coinciding with major astrological alignments, including a solar eclipse on April 8th, the Saturn-Mars conjunction in Pisces on April 10th, and the Uranus-Jupiter conjunction in Taurus from the 18th through the 24th of April. So we have to throw those energies into the mix as well. But here is how your sun sign will be affected by Mercury retrograde in April 2024. Aries, there's no way to sugarcoat it. You're in for a rocky ride during April. Aries is smack in the middle of the firing line, sandwiched between two eclipses affecting your sign, the lunar eclipse of March 25th and the solar eclipse of April 8th, with Mercury retrograde cherries on top for Aries. Even the best laid plans for mice, men, and Aries will be befuddled. Do your best to practice patience, though it's not your strong suit, and wait before you initiate. You're waiting until Mercury goes direct, or the month of May and beyond. Taurus. Mercury travels retrograde through your house of karma and endings. It can stir up previous situations that were unresolved and potentially hook you back in. It's best to step away and watch the cosmic karmic play. Mercury retro could bring up loose ends that need to be tied up. Mercurial messenger could also deliver a karmic surprise in the form of unexpected blessings. Gemini, Mercury retrograde may taunt and tease you to re-engage with people, groups, or situations that you have outgrown. You may speak impulsively and say things that you will regret later. Watch for making promises that you can't follow through on. Reconsider and delay making any commitments now for the future that will require you to invest time, energy, or resources. Your future self will thank you. Cancer. Work and professional life may feel chaotic. You may have to revisit and redo a project or a work issue which you thought was completed. Don't make professional promises to bosses or clients, as you may not be able to deliver as expected. Frustrations may occur with receiving important documentation or information in a timely way. Perseverance and composure are required, as it will not be business as usual. Leo. Anticipate potential disruptions in travel and communication, so be flexible, adjusting your plans accordingly. Scheduled trips might need to be postponed due to unforeseen circumstances or encountering delays. Getting a clear view of your upcoming schedule might prove challenging. It might be wise to put off commitments until May or later. Looking on the bright side, now is a good time to read books, immerse yourself in studies, or revisit other information that you have wanted to dive deep into. Virgo, neither a borrower nor a lender be during Mercury retrograde. Use this retro redux to get your money house in order and avoid unnecessary expenses. Go back over past expenditures and find ways to tighten the belt financially. Mercury relapses through your area of death, rebirth, and transformation, so you may experience the death of a relationship or some other aspect of your life. The good news is that you can be transformed and experience a rebirth in some area or all realms of your life during this cycle. Libra, Mercury regresses through your relationship house, testing an existing connection or bringing back blasts from the past. Reassess all your relationships to ensure they don't demand too much from you. Ideally, there should be a balanced exchange of giving and receiving. Ensure that others aren't excessively taking from you energetically or draining your resources. Watch for overgiving or self-sacrificing to maintain relationships. Scorpio. During Mercury retrograde, you might find yourself re-evaluating health matters. This is a time to be vigilant with your health and prioritize the care of your physical body. Self-care may become necessary during this time. Respond to any health issues or symptoms promptly. Tweak your supplement and diet regimes, perhaps revisiting approaches that have been effective in the past. Move your body to avoid stagnation. Also, if you want to clear karma during this cycle, consider acts of altruism such as donating or offering selfless service to others. Sagittarius, Mercury backtracks through your area of children, creativity, and recreation. Perhaps buy tickets for recreational outings such as concerts or sports events scheduled for May or later in the year. Redirect your attention to creative ambitions or projects that were previously set aside. Explore fresh approaches to bring them to life. Revisit writing endeavors or art that once brought you joy. Fully immerse yourself in the creative process, allowing yourself to be in the present moment without thinking about the past or future. Dedicate meaningful moments to spending time with children, whether they're your own or others. Capricorn, Mercury retreats into your arena of home and family. Use this cycle to declutter your living space, organize closets, do some deep cleaning, and apply effective feng shui techniques to promote harmonious energy flow. Give away items you no longer need or use to those less fortunate. Avoid signing contracts related to buying, renting, or selling properties until after May 1st. Aquarius. Mercury regresses through your area of communication, transportation, and education. You could experience delays when traveling or will have to reschedule trips. Make sure communications during this cycle are clear and concise with no room for misinterpretation. You may be asked to rewrite or resend communications. Don't be dismayed if others don't respond to your phone calls or emails or claim they didn't receive them. This phase is an optimal time for journaling, meditation, and other introspective practices to connect with oneself or a higher source. Don't be surprised if memories surface that you had totally forgotten about. Pisces, Mercury retrograde presents the opportunity to reevaluate finances, resources, and values. Exercise caution and economize where possible in your expenditures. Aim to reduce non-essential expenses and extravagant spending. Anticipate unexpected financial obligations or unforeseen bills coming due. On the other hand, you could be on the receiving end of the proverbial check in the mail, as monies owed to you are finally paid. Take this time to reconsider your values and recognize any areas where money has been spent unwisely. Stash money away for a rainy day. I hope you enjoyed and were informed by this episode on Mercury Retrograde. Remember to subscribe, share, download, and give us a 5-star review. This is Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine signing out, sending positive Mercury Retrograde vibrations through the quantum field.